Take a deep breath with me.
Do you understand that's a cut?
No, let me just say a few words. I appreciate that. We can applaud in a little bit, or in the weeks ahead. As many of you know, United Methodist pastors are appointed for 1 year at a time. All right. So every year in January, I have to ask myself the question, should I stay or should I go? I ask that question in conversation with God and with our staff parish team. This year, after 15 years of asking myself that question every January, it was harder for me to get clear on what the answer to that question was. So after an intense season of prayer, it was clear to me that this was the year for me to leave. Now all of us stand together on a threshold of a new thing. My friend Jan Richardson writes, "Thresholds are places we come to that lie between the life we have known and the life ahead of us." That season of prayer opened my eyes to the thresholds that I was standing in as a pastor, a mom, and wife, and daughter, and as a person. Our church is at a threshold, needing time for visioning and discernment about the road ahead. And I was clear that it was not me that was to take you to what was next. That was for someone else to do, for Reverend Wines to do with you. Sharon and Gregory are on the threshold of high school. I didn't want them to have to move in the middle of high school. So it seemed like the year to really struggle hard with that question, should we stay or should we go? And once again, God was really clear. Hear that. My mom had rallied after a time of being on that threshold between life and death, and your prayers really helped us in that time and got us through to where she is. She's stronger now. And this is the time. This is the time. It won't be easy, but it's the right time. God has blessed our time here. And I am so proud of this church, and I am so proud for every one of those 15 years that I have been here and that we have been working together. I am proud of the work of loving and welcoming all of God's children that we do in this place. I am proud of where we have been, where we are now. And in so many ways, I am proud of how we have made that journey. It has not been easy, but it has been an amazing and wonderful journey, and God has blessed the journey. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
I trust that as we stand on this threshold of change together, that God will give us courage and wisdom and guidance for the life that is ahead of us. Let's pray. God, as hard as it is to say, I am grateful for this threshold. Because I know that, just as we heard in the text this morning, that Jesus is the present. He is right with us right now. And best of all, at least to me, Jesus is our future. And I trust that you know and have plans and are in our future. We will forever be together in heart and spirit, but our journeys, our roads take us different places. We have time ahead to continue to live into this news that we are hearing, this threshold place that we're in, and to grieve, but also to celebrate where we have been together. So God, I just thank you for this time, for your presence with us right now, and the comfort and assurance that you go before us. And all God's people said,
Amen. Amen.